Hello, you're welcome to Otis Stories, a world of inspiring, amazing, faith-lifting stories. My name is Mrs. Elo Otiede, and the story that I'm bringing to you today is titled, Reap the Fruit. In this amazing story, I am going to share with you the reason why I stopped sowing or giving, as well as the impact that my sowing journey has on my life. It's worth the read, it's worth listening to. But before I dive into the story, I would like to remind you to check out our website, otisstories.com, O-T-I-S-T-O-R-I-E-S, for all of our stories. I would also like you to stop by at our Telegram channel, t.me/otisstories, for all our daily faith-lifting posts and prayers. You can also connect with us on King Chat, and our super user handle is coming up soon. Praise God. Now, we can dive in to the story. Reap the fruits. I had recently moved to a new city where I had started to attend this new church. It was a Bible-believing church. The messages preached were sound and based on the gospel of Christ. But in this church, I noticed that people often testified about the miracle or harvest they received for the seed they sowed. Testimonies on harvest were like a normal thing there. Well, growing up, my parents had given me the impression that giving or sowing is a means through which people are robbed off their hard-earned money. Back then, my dad would call any pastor who talks about giving a thief or a fake pastor. This had formed a mindset in me that made me feel sowing was a foolish thing to do. So after attending this new church for about 3 months, I decided to give this sowing thing a try. I had seen a lot of people testify about harvest, and because of this, I felt that there is a special grace at work in this church that made sowing seem genuine and not a scam. Initially, I was quite reluctant. But by consistently seeing people testify countless times of miracle jobs, miracle houses, debt cancellation, miracle promotions and all, I began to feel like I was missing out. Eventually, I summoned courage and sowed my first seed. After sowing my first seed, I began to wait for a replica of the same testimonies I have heard to manifest in my life, but nothing happened. Although I got a little discouraged, but the testimonies I heard kept encouraging me to try again. I tried sowing again and again for about 5 more times. Still, nothing happened. So, on a particular Sunday, the pastor had called for an opportunity to sow 50,000 naira. He also added it was a special opportunity to sow and that it would attract a huge harvest. So, on a particular Sunday, the pastor had called for an opportunity to sow 50,000 naira. He also added it was a special opportunity to sow and that it would attract a huge harvest. Then, he promised to be in faith for a huge harvest with everyone who took part in this special opportunity. At that time, I had already gotten discouraged in the entire sowing thing. Hence, I deliberately refused to take part in that one. But to my surprise, everyone who stepped out, including someone who I knew personally, testified about the huge harvest that they all got. I got very jealous and I began to pray for another special opportunity of that kind to happen again, at least for my sake. Fortunately for me, after hoping and wishing for about 6 months, an opportunity like that one finally came. But this time, it was a special opportunity to sow 1 million naira. I didn't have that kind of money to spare. Again, it was an opportunity that I had been waiting for. I didn't want to miss out on it as well. So, I sold the only land that I had for 1.7 million naira. From there, I was able to give my 1 million naira seed. And not so long after, other people who had also taken part began to give their testimonies. But in my case, 1 month passed, then 3 months, then 9 months, 1 year, and then 2 years passed, till no harvest showed up for me. Rather, things became so bad for me that I began to sell my personal belongings to feed. Things went from bad to worse so rapidly that I began to assume that the seed I had sowed was responsible for the hardship I was facing. I lost my job, my business crashed, and nothing seemed to work for me anymore. I got really bitter and angry with that church, so I stopped attending that church. I also detested any church or preacher that told people to give or sow. I decided to focus solely on rebuilding my life. Still, nothing worked. In fact, things were so bad that I was struggling to survive, and it remained so for 2 more years. Then one evening, I stumbled over a video of Hubert Angel, where he told a story of when he had nothing and how he entered into wealth. In sharing his secret to his wealth, he said, "My wife and I gave our way out of poverty and lack to abundance." On hearing that, I didn't even wait to hear the complete sentence. I hissed and exited the video as fast as I could. As I did that, I muttered to myself, "They have come again, scam." Well, I thought by exiting the video, I had shut my heart to what he said. Little did I know that just because I had heard him, faith had already kicked in on my inside. From that day, I kept having flashbacks to that video very often. And every time I have a flashback to that video, the only question that comes to my mind is, wait, how does one really give his way out of poverty to wealth? How possible can that be? Most times, I tried to ignore the flashbacks as much as I could. I felt the flashbacks were coming as a result of my desperation to do well again. Then 2 weeks later, I stumbled on another video where Kenneth Copeland had said exactly the same thing that Hubert Angel had said. This led to more flashbacks. I found it very frustrating because deep down, I had given up on anything that had to do with sowing or giving. I didn't even want to think about it. But the phrase, "we give our way out of poverty," kept ringing through my mind uncontrollably. But I managed to ignore it until a particular Sunday where I couldn't ignore it anymore. That day, I was completely out of money and food supplies. Out of frustration, I began to cry out to God for help. But to my surprise, I observed that the more I cried out for help, the more that phrase, "we gave our way out of poverty," kept raising through my mind. So out of anger, I screamed out, "Holy Spirit, help me forget about this phrase, please. I am done with giving or sowing. Then, almost immediately, an audible voice spoke to me. It said to me, "You shouldn't be done with sowing. In fact, you should start now." I was startled. I got up to run out of the room. Then it said to me again, "I am your angel of harvest. Do not be afraid. I am here to help you. Why have you kept me idle?" Although I was still surprised, I was no longer afraid. Instead, I suddenly felt very peaceful and loved. So I turned to the angel who was actually standing behind me and I said to him, "What do I do?" He replied, "Start giving your way out of poverty." Then I said, "But it didn't work for me." In short, I feel that's the reason for my suffering now. He replied, "Now, here's the problem. You didn't know how to sow. You could have, but you hardly listen attentively when the preacher teaches about sowing or giving. Rather, you would only pay attention to the testimonies shared. Your sowing was all inspired by jealousy and a selfish desire to show off your own miracle harvest. It doesn't work that way. You want to see the results that come with sowing, then you must first have a proper understanding of sowing. First, giving is not the source of wealth. The Lord Jesus has purchased that for you. But giving is a channel through which you increase steadily and come into your wealthy place. Through your giving, your wealth is channeled to you way more easily, faster, and in a greater measure. So you should first of all believe that prosperity and wealth are now yours. They have been purchased for you by the Lord Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Believe it, take it in, and be very conscious that prosperity and wealth is yours. Luke 6:38 says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye gave, it shall be measured to you again." Secondly, be intentional about channeling this wealth to you. Make up your mind to give or sow your way to abundance. The same way you decide to pray and worship God with the understanding that you are embarking on a spiritual activity that attracts the miraculous. In that exact way, you should embark on giving or sowing to God as a spiritual activity, believing that it attracts your wealth to you as you do so. With the understanding that sowing is an act of worship to God, give with your eyes fixed on God and not man. Thirdly, never see your seed as too small. See worship in your seed, regardless of the amount you're about to sow. Again, no amount is too big or even big enough. It is God's mercy that qualifies your seeds and sacrifices to be accepted. You shouldn't sow to impress God. He is already pleased and impressed with you because the blood of Jesus is speaking for you. When you sow, do so in faith and receive your already prepared harvests. Fourthly, pray before you give. Then believe you have your harvest. Don't see your harvest as a probability. Believe without doubt that your harvest has been received. Then spend some time making declarations on harvest. Pray, give thanks, and send the angels of harvest and the mighty supply to go forth and bring your harvest to you. Form a habit of making faith decrees on harvest every day. Then I replied, "Wow, but I have two questions. In giving, is it better to give to those in need rather than giving to the church or ministries or ministers?" He replied, "No one substitutes the other. If you honor God, you would honor His vessel, His work, His temple, and also minister love to those in need. It all depends on how the Holy Spirit of God leads you, the opportunity presented before you at that given time. Then I said, must I give only to the church I attend or to my pastor only? He replied, it is good to give to your church and pastor, but you are not restricted to give to them only. The Holy Spirit would always lead you once you make up your mind to start sowing. Then I asked in excitement, I'm ready to give my way to prosperity. Please, how do I start? He replied, go to God in prayers. Tell Him you believe His word on sowing and harvest. Then ask Him for His help, His wisdom, and His direction. Now, here's the plan. In this case, start with a comfortable amount. Have a regular pattern of giving that you shouldn't be very confined to. You can have a daily, weekly, or monthly sowing pattern. Sowing is not a burden, so remember to trust God to provide the next seed, even as you have faith for your harvest. For 2 Corinthians 9 verse 10 says, now He who supply seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. If for any reason your sowing pattern is disrupted, don't beat yourself. Don't you forget to pray sometimes. God will not be angry with you. However, it is more beneficial to you to stay consistent with your sowing pattern. Watch out. God will increase you steadily. You'll be amazed how the amount you sow would increase in such a short time. Your harvest is plentiful. Set out to take them now. Glory to God. Having said all that, He slowly disappeared. Then, I sprung to action immediately. I started by asking God for 50 naira to sow. I didn't even have a dime on me. And glory to God, I received financial favor that same evening from an old friend. She actually sent me 1,000 naira. So I sowed my 50 naira seed to a ministry that I pray with occasionally online. I sowed 50 naira every Sunday for about a month. Then it increased to 200 naira and then 400 naira every Sunday. Now I sow 1,000,000 naira every 2 months. This should tell you that I was increasing steadily. But there were also times where God led me to sow even after I had already sown my planned or scheduled seed. On those times, I obeyed without hesitation because I saw it as an extra sowing. And truly, I got extra harvest in different ways that led to even greater financial increase for me. I must confess that I am not your angel of harvest, but your angel of the mighty supply. But from my experience, I can say that indeed, harvest is real. But you must have an understanding that it is a voluntary act of worship. Yes, God always rewards your good deeds. But in the case of sowing and harvesting, it is solely a spiritual exercise. It is not just a good deed. You need to set your heart to it and then take it seriously rather than casually. As a gift from me to you, I would like to share an effective prayer that I say each time I am about to sow, and also share with you my favorite song of harvests. Now here's the prayer. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for providing this seed for me, knowing and believing that you are my ever great reward. I fix my eyes and heart on you as I give and sow this seed now. I ask for and I receive a 100-fold harvest now. I receive financial harvest, harvest of my needs met, harvest of debts cleared, a harvest of my lost years redeemed. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Wow. And if you're interested in knowing my favorite song of harvest, it is titled Redeeming the Years by Phil Thompson and Anthony Brown. Kindly search YouTube for this song or join the Otis Stories Telegram channel t.me/Otis Stories to download the MP3 version of the story. You can also find our daily decrees on harvest on our Telegram channel t.me/Otis Stories. I'm glad you took out your time to listen to the story, and I know that you have been blessed by it. God bless you. I look forward to having you in my next story next Sunday. I love you. And keep increasing steadily in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.